important to the reason. The reason is for worry for intermarriage. There's nothing of intermarriage.
Nothing wrong with something cooked by a non-frum, even let's say worst case, Mechal on Shabbos. So that is a discussion which you'll see over here in the booklet, in a number of places. What's the din? Here on page Chav Zayin, you'll see from the Kaf HaChaim, what's the din of a mumah? That's discussion number one. Next discussion is how exactly to define and quantify the din of Oila al Shulchan Malachim. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is, it applies to food which you serve at the king's banquet, Oila al Shulchan Malachim, lelafis poi esapas, a food which is served at a chosh of a meal, together with bread. The question is, why did the Shulchan Aruch use this expression, lelafis poi esapas? The Pri Chodesh takes this literally. Food, however enjoyable it is, however sumptuous it might be, but if it's not served at a meal together with bread, it's lacking in its chashivas and is not included in the issa of bishalakum. So says Pri Chodesh. Aruch HaShulchan and others say, no, the expression, lelafis bo esapas, to be eaten together with bread, is only a moshel of a choshev asuda. It's a moshel of something served in a bekovedik way. Once something is served in a bekovedik way, it makes no difference whether it's served with bread or without bread. The Pri Chodesh discusses coffee. We all drink coffee. The coffee beans have already been cooked, and they were cooked by a goy, and we all drink coffee. The Pri Chodesh holds the reason is because coffee isn't served together with bread. There are probably 8 or 9 other reasons why we're allowed to drink coffee. Everybody drinks coffee, and a big discussion in the Poskim why. But even if you're not going to hold it as a heter, when it's not lelafis bo esapas, there'll be a heter for coffee anyway. But this is the discussion over here. If you turn the page on page Lamed, you'll see a discussion of a goy who we went to him on Shabbos, and we said we have a choylish yesh bo sakana who desperately needs fresh chicken soup to save his life, and the goy cooked for him on Shabbos. The Ra'ah says, this isn't going to bring to intermarriage. This is saving a guy's life. If half the soup remains, anybody else is allowed to drink it. No issa of bishalakum. The Rashba holds no. The issa of bishalakum applies across the board. It's irrelevant whether it will or won't bring to intermarriage. Nebuch, this fellow who's a cholish yesh v'sakona, is obviously allowed to drink the soup, but whatever remains of the soup is going to be forbidden for us. This is a gorn on page Lamed over here. The two conditions which Chazal laid down for bishalakum, one of them, there has to be a food which is eino ne'achal chai. It's not edible in its raw state. The question is, what do Chazal mean inedible in its raw state? Does it have to be literally inedible? Or it's good enough that nobody would eat it in its raw state? A number of mashalim. The simplest mashal, which is discussed all the years, is pasteurized milk. The Elter Zeders milked a cow and drank the milk. As far as taste goes, you can drink the milk at that stage. Today, we understand that there's germs and infections in the milk, and it's highly unhealthy to drink that milk, and all needs to be pasteurized. So, practically, nobody is going to drink milk until it's been pasteurized. On the other hand, nothing to do with taste. It's perfectly drinkable without. Does milk today become subject to the issa of bishalakum? Because in today's world, we would refuse to drink such milk which hasn't been pasteurized. That's one question which you'll find over here at Tshuva in Minchas Yitzchak. Let me see on which page we'll find this over here. Minchas Yitzchak is, it probably is, page Mem Gimel in the booklet, you'll find the Tshuva Minchas Yitzchak. A highly, highly interesting tshuva in Shevet HaLevi from Rav Vosner. Most of us will remember, looking around the tables over here, most of us will remember the Chernobyl disaster and in those days when people were still able to go to Ukraine, and Kal V'chomer, the Hasidim amongst us who would go to Ukraine for Kvarim and major places there where tefillahs are more likely to be answered. Heilige Keva of Baal Shem Tov and Rav Nachman Breslov and who knows, great people there in Ukraine. After the Chernobyl disaster, the authorities advised, because there was so much radiation around in the Ukraine, don't drink plain water, everything has to be cooked. So all water that you were served had been cooked by a goy. Generally we say that water isn't subject to bishalakum, merely because it doesn't need any cooking. Now in Ukraine, in 19, whatever it was, 87, it's now become a situation that water is einoy nechel chai, nobody's going to drink it in its raw state, but again, not because of its taste, only because of a health hazard. This is a tshuva in Shevet HaLevi, whether because of this water, you'll find this on page Mem Aleph in the booklet, where the water is now subject to the issa of Vishalakum in today's world. Not today's world, in that world of then. And sorry? Milk is oil hashuch malachim, and water is a big discussion. You've got to see this tshuva of Rav Ozner, whether water... We do serve water at official things, but it's not part of the chashivas of the meal. Again, a question, whether that makes it oil hashuch malachim. Now, Boisai, we have plenty of work to do today. Enjoy the sugya. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, is what sort of bishul is and isn't included. What's the din of people helping in my kitchen, whether they are or not included in the issa of bishul akum. Bishul tova umutzachas.